Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 29, we're pretty sure after some discussion. We couldn't come up with any real things to talk about. There hasn't been really any news because of the holiday, and it's been kind of two slow, light weeks of books, so nobody had a whole lot of books they want to talk about. So the new previews came out this week, and we figured we kind of started going around the table, everybody was just kind of looking at it going, oh, look at this, and I said, hey, why don't we do a cold read of it, which might be a little bit more interesting than where people have had a chance to go over it. So we'll give this a shot, see if it's interesting at all or not. So we'll give this a shot this month. So I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics, and to my left is...
Justin Pinto.
Joe F.
Adam Russell.
Matt L.
Jeremy Dan.
And calling in from Cleveland...
At Nick Borelli on Twitter, also www.nickborelli.com.
Wow, you got your own website?
It's a redirect to my Tumblr. But
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You okay. Too can for $2 a year.
Wow.
12 okay. A year.
12.
12 a year.
That's one a month. That's very reasonable.
Holy cow. Okay.
Listen
so
to you, math professor.
We're just probably going to just try to do the Marvel previews today. You were pulling out your calculator, so. Okay.
I was playing Smurf Village.
Marvel February previews. One thing I noticed, it's issue 100. I'm surprised. No, so probably next month will be issue 150 or something.
300.
1,900. Okay, on the cover, Target Red Hulk, Avengers Sanction. It wouldn't be Loeb and McGinnis if we didn't have Red Hulk.
He creates Red Hulk.
First inside page. I don't know if you can see this, Nick. How about that? What could that possibly mean?
This
big word dead of Deadpool at issue 50. That's my guess that one's over. And then we got a preview of the six-part Venom event.
How do you feel about that numbering, Colin?
What?
13. Stop.
Yeah, we'll get to that when we hit the pages. And it's coming. It's coming apparently through Avengers, Uncanny X-Men, Avengers Sanction, and Generation Hope. Very exciting. Okay.
Holy covers, Batman. Sorry, I had to.
Holy cover. Now, it's funny. I was comparing the front and back. I'll show Nick. I was going the front cover of previews with the back cover of previews, which is the preview for Winter Soldier. And I'm like, hey, it's Cable Jr. Because they have the exact same metal arm.
Yeah.
And pouches.
Metal arms were very big in the 90s, not just Cable.
Wait a minute. And Winter Soldier also has pouches. Hey, we might be onto something here.
We are in the 1990s.
Yes. So we have Winter Soldier 1.
But that black, that cover number 2, man. Holy cow. I want a poster of that.
Hey, there might be one.
No.
Let's flip to the back.
They actually have the image of that.
Oh, wait. We do have a not final art cover poster, though, so that makes me happy. Okay. Winter Soldier 1 and 2. I don't know what to expect from the book, but just from a retailer ordering standpoint, I hate this. Only because when they offer two a month, that means that my orders for number two have to be finalized before number one ships.
Did you see the last bullet point of number two? Also featuring...
Talking gorillas.
Gorilla
All
Bob.
Right, Gorilla Bob. We are famous.
Nah.
Someone's been listening.
Gorilla Bob's DC. This would be the Atlas Gorilla.
Oh,
Gorilla
Man. Okay.
Gorilla Jim to you.
But... So I see that there's a variant cover, and I haven't looked to see what the ratio is. I hope they've dropped it below 50, because that's a crazy number.
There's two.
This is probably going to read just like Cap did before the relaunch, because it's
same team.
Baker and Butch Geist, which
makes
me far more excited than the awesome painted covers.
Yeah, this should sell pretty good for you, though.
Yeah.
Hey.
In general, are you guys excited for this book?
Yeah. I
think Cap has been a bit of a letdown with this first arc. This... to me, looks more like what Brubaker started out on Cap, a return to more of the spy stuff. Now, why we need three Cap books is a whole other discussion topic.
I bet you it drops it, too.
It's Winter Soldier,
man. Yeah, I agree.
You think that...
I have a feeling Captain America and Bucky goes away.
Yeah.
Saying why do you need three Cap books is like saying why do you need eight Batman books.
There's not eight Batman
Mainly because I think Cap and Bucky is leading into this. I think it's kind of telling his tale a little
Batman,
bit,
Robin,
and then you're going to run into
Odyssey.
Something that's going to merge into this book.
Odyssey.
Yeah. I just... He had such a good grasp on Steve Rogers. He seems to have totally lost interest in Steve Rogers now that he has Bucky to play with.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's his own character. I mean, he's essentially his character now.
Right.
Yeah.
And Butch Geist is a good artist, but he really relies on a good inker, because I picked up some of his sketchbooks, and his plain pencils are not as good as what his finished work
is. Well, I'm sure it'll be the same inker he's had.
Butch Geist?
Yeah, but mm-hmm. it's the same. Well,
what's he famous for drawing?
Cap.
He did.
He's been around for a while. He was also Jackson. He went by Jackson. I remember.
Oh, is it the same guy?
Yeah, he did that Aquaman run after 1 year later.
He did Superman in the 90s. Yeah, he did a lot of DC stuff before he...
And is it Geis or Juice or...
It's Beetlejuice.
Yeah, somebody told me
his name three times. That
yes, thank you.
Beetlejuice.
Okay, next page, Battle Scars 4. Wow, this one is not doing well so far. So,
well, it's because you don't talk it up like you do a DC book.
Well, I don't know who Marcus Johnson is or why he's the most important person in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Also, they're silhouetted things.
No.
It means they're hidden.
I read the first issue of this, and I liked it.
The one thing I did like about the first issue of this showed more fear than any of the Fear Itself books.
Yeah, definitely.
Showed more the impact of fear in the world. But at the end of it, I'm just like, why am I supposed to be interested in this? I don't understand.
Because it's a got random Deadpool. Guy.
Well, now it does.
Yeah, Deadpool. But
Deadpool, see, Taskmaster, and the Serpent Society. Wow. See,
you're a skeptic when it comes to Marvel.
Yes.
I'm not going to call you a hater. That's
well, I'm a skeptic because there are three writers.
No. See, here's the deal of this. Colin Bunn is writing Fearless. Yost is writing this. And I think Matt Fraction had the idea for both books. So they're just kind of... I think it's like a... From what I've read, it's the three of them planned out the stories together. Yost is writing this. Bunn is writing that. And Fraction was just the plotter.
So Fraction plus will have something in the first issue... And nothing in the next four, and then something in the last issue.
I don't think they're writing at all. I think it's just more of a story by the three.
I'm going to read it, but just I can honestly say from the sales standpoint, people just turned their nose up at it. No, because it came out right after Fear Itself that was met with a thud.
Well, it is maybe a fallout of Fear Itself, so that would be appropriate timing.
I don't know. Looking at this, we came to this page, and I said to myself, let's turn. I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to hear anything about this. And Colin gave it its just due. He's given it some discussion. But now I'm ready to move on. Okay. Let's talk about the next
one. Fair enough. Defenders, you know, I don't know at all what to make of this. Again, another book that's continuing Fear Itself.
People love Wonkador Mountain, though.
Oh, of course they do.
You know what I don't like? I don't like Rachel Dodson's colors on the front.
Inking.
Well, she inks. So.
Whoever did the colors, I don't like.
Did the colors. Yeah, she did art and cover.
I actually would say, colors aside, this is not some of the strongest pencil and inking work by the Dodsons.
It's definitely not, but the coloring on all of the covers is throwing me off.
Who did?
Iron Fist. Doesn't he look really?
Yeah, he does.
He's a shave, too.
Yeah.
He's on the Bane formula.
I'm just not interested.
He's on Iron Fist on Venom.
I'm not interested in Null. In any way, shape, or form.
I'm not interested in any of these characters, but I'll read the first issue.
Yeah.
I give them credit for trying to introduce new...
Okay, Fear Itself, the Fearless.
I will say, I've been reading this one.
Okay.
And I totally agree that as a marquee, you know, headlining book, it's kind of pointless, but it has been a fun read.
Okay, now, great. I read I didn't read three yet. I read one and two.
Sin and Valkyrie should probably not be carrying a book. But it is kind of an interesting thing.
The other thing that concerns me with it is that it's for 6 months, and then at the end, obviously, something's going to happen with the hammers at the end. Yeah. So it's like, so Fear Itself is going to go on for at least another 6 months, probably another year at this point.
But
I think those fears are not real, because, I mean, every Marvel event has had fallout.
Yeah, but just this one's showing it's going to be 6 months of a fallout. But
DC's got like 52 books of fallout from Flashpoint.
Well,
they don't have anything to do with Flashpoint at all.
Never mention it.
Yeah.
That's how the universe was formed.
But it's not a fallout. They're not all chasing certain hammers or certain. They're not all chasing the lady, the purple lady.
I've actually been kind of disappointed without any discussion of Flashpoint in the new books to something. Yeah. Like I was waiting for some type of more answers,
especially in Flash.
Like the purple lady's coming, but she's not. I haven't seen her, and
she is. There's been some news articles about her.
Yes, that was fantastic.
I mean,
that Tiny Titans appearance.
I think part of it is Fear Itself with the 7.1, 7.2, 7.3. The only one that when I finished reading it, I was interested in was Winter Soldier. This is 0.2, the Thor, or 3 Thor.
Iron Man was really bad.
I
thought Thor was the worst.
Yeah, but my problem with 3 is it had the, average. You know, why didn't Odin just make everything that happened bad?
but
undo.
There's only so much Odin can do.
But I will say,
he's showing what Colin Christians Bunn, would call like
his scripting's
the judgment
pretty
of God and letting him do.
I think the Fearless though would have done better a little later down the road. At least let the aftermath of Fear Itself die off. Well, mainly because
in 3 months, would you pick up a Fear Itself aftermath book? I wouldn't.
We don't have to necessarily call it Fear Itself. Why would they have this the book being? It could be something side
just call it
after
Hammer
that.
Time.
Ooh!
But it jumped immediately into.
No, they did that. That was Deadpool 2. Was the Hammer?
But you got right after it. But you got to remember, like,
and as Colin said, Sen all of a sudden is just. You know, she escaped, like, out of nowhere. Like, give it some time.
But you gotta remember, based on the, what is it, New Avengers or Avengers 2 months ago, everything from Civil War through Fear Itself has happened in, like, 18 months.
Yeah, I did say that.
So this book has to, you can't wait months for a Fallout book to come out. You have to go.
I don't know if you even need to call it a Fallout book, though.
But,
I mean, it is.
Let's think about every event, Marvel or DC has Fallout. Blackest Night had Brightest Day.
Sure.
Civil War had the Initiative.
Just because they did, does that mean we have to keep doing it?
Yeah.
But it works. And apparently it works because they keep doing it.
I don't know if it does or it doesn't.
You know, I mean, back to that, like, you got to think big picture. Comics are middle story. No matter what, everything leads to what happens next. Like, why would they tell the story of Civil War if they're not going to set up their next story,
but,
you know?
And you have to say it works because Marvel would not be doing this same formula since House of M in, what, 2004, 2005? Every year.
I think they've been getting worse at it, though. Like, having three books dedicated to...
What's three? There's two.
What have been getting worse at is caring about
Battle
the
Stars, even Defenders has characters from Felix stuff. The whole Shattered Heroes is a...
Shattered Heroes and Fear Itself
is
a,
all the fallout of Fear Itself, really.
But the Initiative had how many titles? If you're gonna, I mean, we're comparing. That's what we're comparing. This to Initiative, this to Dark Reign. That was. It's the same thing. We're putting Shattered Heroes across top of a book. That was the same thing.
I think what Adam's saying is that the Initiative and the fallout from prior events had us way more excited than this is.
But I'm saying this works because people buy it and they keep doing it. Or they
who's buying it? Are you buying it?
I'm buying it.
What do you like about it? Make me want to buy it. Because right now I'm looking at this, I'm like, I don't want to. The cover's cool. Art Adams cover. That's cool.
Because I'm not buying either. If
first
you
of
give
all,
me something.
So the Shattered Heroes, all I'm going to tell you is it's a mystery at this point. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm interested because they're telling me this guy's going to be important.
Okay.
Maybe I'm trusting too much. But hey, he's going to be important. I don't know who he is. I'm going to read to find out.
I'll agree with you on that book because I am kind of interested in who this guy
is.
This is actually the one book out of this that I've been reading that I said, okay, I'm going to keep this guy.
Well, this book, think about if something like the Fear Itself happened and there's all these weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have the bad guy trying to get them back because she broke out. And then... Say they were in the real world. Let's say some nukes got loose from Russia. Somebody from Russia is going to want to go get those nukes and get them back because they feel responsible. That's what this is about. This is about Valkyrie feeling responsible for what happened and Sin wanting to put her plan back on track. And that's what this is about. And it's pretty cool.
I don't know. For this, though, I just feel like it's happening too quick. Like, her getting out of jail, like, escaping out of nowhere. And
was
then,
she ever in jail?
Yeah.
She just walked off the battlefield?
She just all of a sudden is back in the game. It's almost like Fear Itself didn't really end. They're after the Hammers. You know, the Hammers are still in existence. Nobody really, I don't think, cared that much about the Hammers and Fear Itself to begin with.
Well, that's
really
how everybody got all the powers, and then we had the...
Yeah, but they don't really, they're not giving much explanation of why anybody should really care so much about.
Because that
was in the Worthy, wasn't it?
But that was with the power, but the Serpent's dead and Odin depowered. Well, the Odins are all melted.
Yeah.
But they lost their
power. Hammers?
Yeah, they did. No. When the Serpent died, they all flew, they got depowered
they
and flew
away.
Off.
They didn't get, nobody said they got depowered. You're making that assumption.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either.
I thought they said
why
that.
Why do you care about the Hammers? You could turn six people into four leveled powered
but I think,
humans.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure I
just
read
think about
somewhere.
That's what that was about. Four level powered.
But I
kind of
read it.
Enemies
already though.
I
with
think
Fear Itself.
As someone who's
I don't
a lot
know how much
Marvel
right
events.
After Fear Itself I'm going to care anymore about these Hammers. I want something a little bit new.
Marvel events read better as trades.
I mean, if it's something new, but yeah, I can't.
I mean, I'm going to read this when it comes out in trade.
What do you think? Because you're probably the only other one.
Frankly, I think it would be better as a trade.
It will read better as a trade. So I'm waiting.
It's, I mean, as a story, it's fine. So that's really what I care about. Like, if it's, you know, dragging around a storyline which I didn't really like that much longer, I don't think it really is. I think it's off to the side. It's not affecting the rest of the Marvel Universe. And it's contained, and it's actually a decent story. I don't think it hurts anything.
I think that's kind of what also drug down Fear Itself was. It drug into every normal ongoing title.
Yeah.
People just wanted to read Uncanny X-Force, and it's Uncanny X-Force Fear Itself, and it's Iron Man Fear Itself, and it's and that kind of bogged down everything. Yeah. So I think Fear Itself bogged people down. I mean, I read Fear Itself in, you know, one sitting. I just read all seven in a row.
And that might
I waited.
I kind of agree with Nick. It's a good story. Colin Bunn is a very good scripter. Like,
I agree.
It reads well, but it's like kind of off in its own thing. It's kind of what Fear Itself should have been.
I like the point you made about Valkyrie. Valkyrie felt the hammers needed to be captured. They needed to be controlled by the good guys.
She's trying to own up for her realm's failure.
Yeah, she has ties to Asgard. That makes sense. And so the idea to use Valkyrie makes sense. And then Valkyrie is a character that could use some fleshing out. So yeah. That's good. I like that.
She's a C-list character, but let's try and develop her into a B-list at this point. I mean, Marvel doesn't have a lot of A-list characters, let's be honest, right?
What?
I mean, they don't. I mean, if you think about people on the street who know characters, they know Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman.
Spider-Man.
Maybe.
No, I think they
know. Spider-Man.
There's
so let's put them in every book.
People know, but they don't know anything about. Like, they know, people know Catwoman. They know The Flash to some extent. They don't know Captain America. They don't know his real name. They don't know much about him. But if you say Captain America, they're going to go, yeah, it's a superhero. And I think Marvel has graduated more B-listers to A-list than in the last 10 years than anybody has. I mean, Iron Man is an A-list superhero now, and that's a feat.
Yeah,
but that's all because of the movies.
Yeah.
Well, so what? I mean,
the movies got made because he started getting popular beforehand. They didn't I don't think Marvel just
decided
to make a movie.
But in a way, that's how Superman became popular, though.
Yeah.
Superman wasn't necessarily just popular because of the comics. They had everything with Superman.
Everything.
From serials to TV shows to...
Yeah, most people don't read comic books, so it's other things outside of comics that make you big.
Right.
But, I don't know. I think that there's... Marvel has a fair amount of A-list characters now because of the movies. And think about, like, the 90s cartoons, like the Spider-Man cartoon, the X-Men cartoon. Like, people in my contemporaries, you know, and mid to late 20s, early 30s, like, they know who Gambit is. They know who Storm is, to some extent, because of that cartoon. Same thing with, you know, some of the other cartoons.
I think you hang out with people that are nerdier than you think.
Well, no, like, the X-Men cartoon that played on Fox.
Yeah, frankly, I think that's how a lot of these people are getting into comics themselves, though, because they're going to see these movies, and frankly, that's kind of how I got into stuff again, is mainly because I went to go see Spider-Man, and I just
really
enjoyed Spider-Man.
Well, I hope they didn't go see Green Lantern, because then they wouldn't be reading comics.
But then again, a lot of people didn't mind Green Lantern that haven't read the books. If you've read the books, it's something totally different, but in a way, this is a brand new thing for them. So I think it kind of might throw them into the book.
I thought Green Lantern was made by high school students with Ryan Reynolds as a bad actor.
Yeah, but I mean,
it wasn't even a quality movie. Like,
but I mean,
it wasn't made quality wise. It was crappy effects, crappy editing, bad writing.
They threw a lot of money at it.
Bad acting. I mean, it was just there's nothing redeeming about that movie to me at all.
But you got kids out there that are still watching, and they don't look
even
for
the,
too many of
the
that
one
stuff.
Kid that came to the podcast didn't like it.
Oh, he didn't like anything.
No, not that kid.
Particular taste.
Oh, that one.
The kid that recommended Gladstone Sorcerer book, which is in stock for those who are interested.
Oh, that kid, yeah.
So let's move on to the Hulk, since we've beat that to death, and Colin looked like he was falling asleep.
My only concern, I mean, I like the look of the Hulk on this cover, but it's completely different than the Hulk that we've been shown in the book.
But you know what I like about this book? There's one artist.
Well, yeah, this one. Instead, it's not the artist that the book was created for.
Will Portasio draws a pretty good Hulk.
Yeah. I said, I think this is a great-looking Hulk, but it's a complete departure from the Hulk that's been in the first two issues.
Look who the cover is, though. That's Francis.
Right, but I'm just saying it. So I'm not sure where they're going here.
I think artistically it'll actually be in better hands with Portasio doing the art than Silvestri. Silvestri was not a good fit for the Hulk.
Silvestri's not a good fit for anything that has to ship monthly.
Now, so it's interesting. At least it looks like finally in issue 5 they're going to explain what happened as opposed to just poof, they were separated. They're actually saying now but someone
again,
did it.
Again, it's a story device. You gotta read a little bit to figure out what happens. If sure. you knew how they got separated.
Well, no, but they just cares. All of a sudden in the book, what happened? Banner woke up, and all of a sudden Hulk was standing there and said goodbye and jumped away.
Well, that was in Fear itself,
right? But I'm saying that's all of a sudden poof, they're separated.
You know,
it's like
you know yeah. the part of that that baffles me just a little bit, and I love the Hulk, and the whole idea of splitting them up, I thought could be really cool, but you read the Fear itself stuff, and it kind of paints Hulk as the villain of the side, like. Screw you, Banner. I'm done with you. I'm going to do my own thing. Get lost. And then you pick up issue number 1 of Incredible Hulk, and they've switched the table where Hulk is now the more noble one, and Banner's gone off the deep end on the island of Dr. Moreau.
But I don't know if it...
But which one way. Then goes to visit Dr. Strange and Defenders? Oh, sorry.
Wait. Don't make my brain hurt.
So my take on that was the Hulk was pissed at Banner. And he said, I'm out. I'm gone.
Right.
I'm going to go get what I finally want, which is peace. I want to be... I mean, we've seen that since pre-Planet Hulk. I just want to be left alone. And Banner has suddenly found himself alone without the Hulk personality that he's always not wanted, but now he realizes he needs it. It's driving him insane. Right. And I think...
I'm just happy that they're going to finally explain it, because like I said, they never even hinted that it was a procedure or someone did it. It just all of a sudden,
but
they were separated.
I thought the end of Fear Itself flowed okay into this, if you thought about it as of...
But the problem with the end of Fear Itself also, though, it had that Defenders preview where it showed the Hulk also going to Doctor Strange asking for help, which was...
That's
like
actually
before.
An astral projection of an LMD.
Okay, fair enough.
But the one thing, and I think this is what makes the Hulk... difficult to write is you are essentially writing the two characters, the Hulk and Banner. And I think Jason Aaron has nailed the Hulk. I love his Hulk. His Banner, even regardless of the going off the deep end, like, it just seems very un-Banner-like.
Well, we're 2 issues into it, too. I mean, we got to give him a little character development time.
But it's like, you know, Banner...
Sean.
Banner spends, like, the last, you know, 10 years pining after Betty, trying to get Betty back. Betty gives him a chance, and what's he do? Like,
ignores her
research.
Yeah, that didn't work for me.
See, really,
too off.
As someone who's, you know, just been obsessed with their work or something, I could totally see that, like, my work and my research is more important than someone I love,
but
research just started up again, like just recently.
But that's Reed Richards' MO. It's never been Banner's MO.
But Banner's never been Hulkless before.
I'll give it credit if that's what it is. If his love and his passion is all tied up in the same kind of emotion that fuels the Hulk, then fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing it could be is that, you know, a lot of guys who have women who make more money than them. Don't feel empowered. Maybe he's afraid of the Hulk being, She-Hulk being more powerful. I don't know.
You know, just
psychological
needs?
Perspective.
Does She-Hulk make more money than him?
No,
ooh,
but she's
maybe.
More powerful than him.
You know what this book needs? Amadeus Cho.
Yes.
No.
First, second, and never return.
We need a break from
him. I like a lot. Yeah.
I do too, but we need a little break from him running around with Herc's malice or Herc's.
It does make you appreciate how good Greg Pak's run was.
Yeah. Did you guys ever read the Bruce Jones Hulk run?
Yes.
I read some of it.
I loved it for about the first...
It got weird when people were getting shot in the head.
Right up to the Absorbing Man arc.
That's being reprinted, by
the
way. The
first 2/3
were
really good.
Being offered.
Yeah. Right up to that Absorbing Man arc. Like the second... I think it was the second Diodato arc.
Yeah.
That like right at that point, then it just derailed.
Okay, let's move on. Captain America.
I'm hoping this... starts being good again.
Here's why I laughed at this. It's featuring the Serpent Squad, who are also in Battle Scars. So are they the villains of the month?
Yeah, maybe. But
as we've said,
I didn't even think about that.
As we've said, Cap, this first arc of Cap is Brubaker out of his wheelhouse.
But isn't Brubaker writing it with somebody? I thought
no,
was
that's Cap and Bucky.
That's Cap and Bucky.
Okay.
He's got,
fair enough.
I don't remember his name.
But I will say is. You know, as Nick said, if they're canceling one Cap title because they're not running Winter Soldier, Cap and Bucky, and Cap, this is the one I want to see go, not Cap and
or
Bucky.
Or cancel Cap and Bucky, but bring that feel back to this book.
Yeah.
Because I like Alan Davis better than Chris Samnee.
Alan Davis is an interesting choice on art. Old timey.
Yeah, I do. I'm afraid of him being on time, but...
Alan Davis has never had a reputation for being late, has he?
Who?
Alan Davis?
I thought
he's a workhorse.
Yeah.
Isn't he doing the art on Children's Crusade?
No.
Why did I think that?
No.
Okay.
Jim Chung.
Yeah.
All right, can I take
but
that
But that's
back
the art is not the problem with Children's Crusade. The problem is Alan Heinberg. Yeah.
Tom
How about
Hayward
the solicits
art.
For Avengers Academy? That book's got me hooked, but those solicits really have me hooked.
The solicits say...
See, the only Avengers...
Student versus staff. Crazy. A surprise clip.
Nick, can I ask you a question? It'll come up later, but I've been getting laughed at all day long. Are you a Power Pack guy?
I have read all Power Pack. I mean, they're okay.
What was your thought on the most recent Avengers Academy and the direction they're trying to take Julie Power? That seems
weird. I mean, I think, but it's the previous miniseries she was in with the was it the Loners?
Yeah, the Runaways.
When yeah, she was like Runaways. That threw me even worse than this. So I think they're trying to steer the course with her.
So the other thing that's interesting here to me is being newer. I didn't even realize she was an existing character. I thought she was being developed for this book specifically. I had no idea that she came in.
Yeah, that's... But I guess that's a good thing, only because I only ever read the first issue of this, and because it was all new characters, I had really no interest in it. You know, you were...
Well, good. This book should be for you now, because they brought in a lot of other characters.
Well, you were asking today whatever happened to the... Initiative people, and they've actually brought a lot of them into
good,
this.
Good, because I did like those characters.
It's a great book.
Yeah,
like
it
Cloud
is.
Nine and
okay, cool.
MVP and all them.
Okay, cool.
But like,
cool.
I like the characters they've introduced for this better than the people they introduced in Avengers Academy. I like Hazmat, Metal, Vale.
Yes.
Finesse is my favorite. I mean, she's basically a female Taskmaster, and she's got something going on upstairs because she's like, hey, Quicksilver. Hey, Quicksilver, teach me how Magneto does things. Like, I want to learn.
The only one I really am not a huge fan of is Reptil.
Yeah,
and I know why he's in there, and that's fine.
And I don't like Stryker either. I mean,
I like him.
I don't dislike him. He just doesn't do anything for me. But I like that book.
Because he's coming out.
Yeah.
Hazmat's and the Metal relationship I like, too.
Yes, that's...
Yeah, and I would encourage people to read this because it was one of the books that was in the range of being canceled compared to the other sales numbers. And
Christos Gage is a really good writer.
He is, and he said on Twitter that he knows nothing of this book being canceled. They have the next year to year and a half planned. So hopefully it sticks around for a while, because it, other than New Avengers, is probably the best Avengers book out right
now. I will miss Speedball and Justice, though. I loved having that little New Warriors flavor in there.
Ooh, what happened to them?
They just left.
They just looked different. Because they introduced...
They got
wait, Colin, guess who the new instructor is?
On Avengers Academy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you'll love this.
He's in every book.
Wolverine.
No, your favorite Avenger right now.
Favorite
Hawkeye!
Avenger. Yes,
Sweet.
Hawkeye's the new instructor.
Sweet.
I can't believe I forgot about that.
God.
Okay.
I was going to say this guy.
Marcus, there we go.
No, but David. No,
this is
Hawkeye.
Only book.
Well, and the other cool thing is, and this is me being an 80s comic reader for the lot, like when I was really into it before this, they're in the old West Coast Avengers mansion.
Oh, right.
They fixed it up.
That's pretty cool.
But that's cool. I like
that.
Yeah,
it is cool.
And that's why I was okay with them bringing Hawkeye back.
Well, that's one thing as we're about to flip over to Avengers with the whole relaunch of Avengers. They have six Avengers books all stationed in New York City. They can't have one West Coast Avengers team.
Well, here's a question I had last week, right? What's up? Like, do they report on the news like, hey, this is the Avengers? This is the new Avengers. This is the Mighty Avengers today saved the planet. Like, how did they report that?
No, Mighty Avengers comes out this spring.
But did they just say
Avengers. Avengers?
Did they just say
probably
the Avengers?
Just Avengers.
Well, they weren't on the news, man. They're just...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, so we're getting to Avengers, and just, for the last, I want to say, six issues, I'm convinced that they've been off with their covers, especially recently where they had the cover where it showed Cap picking the team. A month before he had happened in the issue. And it's just, I funny looking at this, that Renato, help me, Joe.
I'm going to go with Guedes.
Okay, is doing issue 2, but he did the cover for 23. And it's like, are they off again?
I really
Why wouldn't he
like
do
that
the
cover?
That's not bad.
Wait, you don't like the cover with the hand?
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Cap.
I like that. What?
Something about Cap. He looks like an old man.
Yeah, his mask doesn't fit quite right.
He kind of is an old man.
And I've never seen green repulsors before.
And honestly and truly, Storm has no business being in an Avengers book.
No, not at all. Yeah, Wolverine was busy.
They discussed it pretty well last time.
I don't. I don't care about the reason. Storm is an X-Man. That's enough.
So is Wolverine.
Well, so yeah, Wolverine. He shouldn't be in the Avengers either. Yeah.
But so is Wolverine. So is Beast. So
right. Well, Beast, when he was an Avenger, he really wasn't an X-Man. I mean, he was an X-Man, right. But he wasn't really in the book.
He wasn't in the book.
Okay, moving on, Journey into Mystery, you know, this actually...
Canceled.
See, now, actually, on this one, the first bullet point makes me interested, Damien Hellstrom, who I like. This one I might start picking up.
This is such a good book.
Invincible Iron Man.
I don't like the cover.
Which one?
Wolverine. Journey into Mystery.
Oh, okay.
Stephanie Hans.
Okay, Invincible Iron Man. I hope it picks up because
it's jumped the chart.
It has, and the sales are reflecting.
Oh, last week's issue was awesome. Did you read it? The split lip at the AA meeting. Come on, that
I thought it was so great.
Stain,
because Stain was only in the first story arc, and they're redoing the entire arc again. And oh wait, let's throw in the Mandarin, who was in the arc before they relaunched the new book. It's like bring in somebody new.
Who?
I don't know. Come up with somebody. Yeah, have an idea.
I can't.
This
remember.
Is why Tony. So why Tony Stark was never an A-lister. He doesn't have enough of a rogue's gallery.
But I'm saying, hold up. I would have been thinking about that exact point.
Whiplash.
The reason that every Iron Man villain is like a clone of Tony Stark. The reason that the main villain in both Iron Man movies was basically himself in a different set of armor is that
enemy.
He is his own worst enemy.
Absolutely.
And the idea that the villains reflect his own powers and are made from his own technology are reflective of that. The idea that he's an alcoholic is reflective
that
of that.
The villains he has are bad. I'm saying he needs
they are.
More of them.
They are, no, his villains
but
suck.
The story of Iron Man is about him fighting
himself.
It's
an inner struggle. It absolutely is, yeah.
That's pretty
right,
deep,
but you still need a villain.
But right now, you got to think about it. He
there's
got to
be a bad guy.
He is the villain.
Him.
But his villain right now could be alcoholism. I mean, come on, it sold great in the 70s, Demon in a Bottle. There wasn't any real great villain there except... Was
I don't know.
That sold I was going to say, I don't think, I think that's one of those.
Iron Man never sold great.
That was one of those.
Demon in a Bottle? That's one of the classic Iron Man stories.
But the
it's
book
retroactively
never sold.
Yeah. It's not like people were buying it at the time.
Yeah, it's
interesting.
Great.
Yeah, I was watching Iron Man on TV on Thanksgiving.
Back issues, don't you?
Yeah.
And thinking to myself,
well, no, it probably got cleaned
out. You know, why?
The speaking of it, speaking of Demon in a Bottle, did you guys see the little news blurb last week about Bob Layton is washing his hands?
Oh, yeah,
of
Marvel, yeah.
Then he followed up on that on his Facebook account saying, "Hey, Rich Johnston got it wrong again."
No,
I didn't see that.
Shocking. Rich Johnston not reliable.
Well, he was just reporting what he had posted on his blog. He just copied it and pasted it. So.
He is a Gotham columnist.
Yeah.
Okay.
And please, let's not make this Iron Man book a War Machine book, because War Machine cannot support a book, Marvel. Please learn that.
They'll try again.
It will never work. It has never worked.
That Mighty Thor cover is awesome.
Yeah,
my only concern with it, his
Thor,
arms
sorry.
Are... Behind. Either his head's too small or his arms are too big.
I think his head's too small.
Because, I mean, bicep is twice as big as his
but
head.
But I am so confused. Is he dead? Is he in heaven? Is he back?
You know
where's
that cover,
Tanarak?
You know where that cover reminds me of? Is an Amanda Connor cover. I mean, I know it's not her, but it just...
Yeah.
The style.
Yeah, it reminds me of a Michael J. Or Michael Turner cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
I think it. Well.
Like Michael Turner.
Yeah.
I think he's like in limbo.
But I'm a sucker for Dale
Michael
Green
Turner's not
from
limbo.
Back in the day.
No, I Thor.
He might be in hell, which. Is it one L or two L's? How do you say hell with one L? Heel?
Hell.
I'd go with hell.
I still say hell.
Cypher didn't know.
Say it, Joe. This cover's amazing. Bye.
Pascal Fair.
Next
Pat and Bucky. This cover's amazing. Bye.
Oh, you know, Matt. Francesco Francavilla.
I know. I'm not longer allowed to say this because...
I want to hear you make one honest attempt at that name because I listened to the podcast the last 2 weeks. I listened to the podcast the last 2 weeks and it drove me crazy listening to your pronunciation of this guy's name. Please, would you please?
Francesco Francavilla.
You still got the important part wrong.
Which was what?
Francesco
Francavilla.
We could affectionately refer to
whatever you do, don't turn the page. The art is horrible.
So here's a comment that
is horrible.
I'm just waiting for these people to call in and be like, "You were getting our names wrong all the time.
Would you please stop saying my name?"
It'll be Giuseppe Canicoli. I am not a friend of your podcast.
Never mentioned me.
You know, it was funny as I was bagging up that entire run of Hellblazer. How many issues recently he's done? I'm thinking, hey Joe.
So here's something we brought up when you left early that one night. How is this guy so prolific? His art is amazing.
We're talking about Frank Frank?
Yes. We're talking about FF right here. Yeah. Frank Frank.
Do you know why? It's because he's like, he's anti what Image has turned modern comics artists into. He's more like 60s, 70s in the sense of this is closer to cartooning than illustration.
Yeah. Plus, there's a dark, moody, noir feeling to his artwork.
It's wonderfully inked, also. I think he inks his own stuff.
Sure he does as well.
And that's like half the battle with this art, is it's simple, but when you have a really good inker, you can get away with simple.
That's even more my point, though. If he's inking his own stuff, this guy's doing two or three ongoings and like 8,000 covers
with
eight different companies.
With no exclusive. That's the other cool thing about him.
I love that.
While we're on the subject of this guy.
He threw out a Warlord of Mars cover. And he did two covers for the new Flash Gordon that just came out.
The detective, you know, that we talk about over and over, Scott Snyder. Half
but it
the
is
beauty
simpler
of that
art.
Was Jock and Francesco
Francavilla. But it is simpler art. I'm not saying it's any easier to do, but it's not hyper detailed like you see some of these guys, like, you know, an Art Adams that takes so long.
This is what I say, is you can do this and put out a monthly book on time.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah. But you hear a lot of artists saying, I can't do more than one ongoing a month. Mm-hmm. And this guy is doing at least two ongoing.
But it's like, because people feel the need to draw in every... You know, like,
but there's a lot to be said for that. But look at the scales on Cap's art or Cap's suit. I mean, they're pretty.
Yeah,
they're there.
But but if you really pay attention to it, they're just quick little.
Yeah, they're just little scallops.
But I mean,
a grid like.
But you even said it yourself. You like it, and it looks detailed.
Oh, I love it. Yeah,
but it's cartooning. Like, it's, you know, it's quick and loose. Like,
yeah, I love it. More artists like him.
Wait, before you guys flip the page, before we get off the subject of Francesco Francavilla, did you guys know that there is a local creator, Ben Licious, who created a comic called The Black Coat, with Francesco Francavilla, years back, before he experienced the wave of popularity that he's on now.
It's pretty good, too. It's like revolutionary...
spy. Yeah, revolutionary spy. He fights pirates. This is crazy, though. A guy from Pittsburgh created a comic with this rising star from Italy.
Yep.
I may have to buy the cover to New Avengers 21.
Yeah,
I hope Avengers you buy 21. It uncolored and uninked.
This is like the only Avengers book that I'm really getting into.
He inks his own covers.
This is not a criticism specifically because he's your favorite, but I think ever since he's transitioned over to the digital...
His covers aren't digital. His covers are pencil and paper.
Really?
Yes. Covers are the only thing he doesn't do digitally at this point. But that ink washing for the explosion is just badass.
You're talking about
Chlor.
Are you talking? Yeah, Ragnarok. What? Ragnarok.
Ragnarok. Villain. I'm sorry.
It's the clone Thor from Civil War.
Ragnarok. Yeah.
What a great rhyme! The clone Thor from Civil War.
Was a clone from Civil War.
He's the. He's on the
and
Dark Avengers.
I like the cover of 21 better than 22, but that 22 cover, man, I should ask him for a package deal.
Why? Why would you want that? You're big Iron Fist fan? Big Osborn fan?
Miss Marvel.
Now, nitpicking art aside, I'm a little confused on the story solicit, because New Avengers 22 is the final battle between the New Avengers and the Dark Avengers, but way back on Avengers 22 and 23... Hydra makes a play for Hammer as Norman Osborn tries to take back the Avengers. It's like the one book is finishing their final battle. While
well, no,
the
it's their final battle between the new and dark, yeah. not the Avengers.
Yeah, he has many, he has many choices of Avengers to take down. Yeah.
But Bendis is writing them all, baby.
But you, have to wonder. I mean, he could be trying to take the Avengers back.
So he has a vendetta with the new Avengers, but not the regular Avengers.
Vendetta.
Right. Right.
Vendetta.
Okay.
Whatever, you guys.
And,
new creative team on Secret Avengers. And guess what? It's Hawkeye. Yeah.
It's movie Hawkeye, too.
I love the team, and I love those covers.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel 100% on the team.
I don't know how I feel
about
it.
I think the main one I don't know how I feel about is, yeah, that's a little intense.
Well, I like that they're finally starting to revert Beast back to how he should look.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely.
I thought he was supposed to look like
I don't get the Hank Pym, though. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, especially since he's supposed to be teaching the Avengers Academy,
yeah,
I guess.
Leaving.
Yeah, we have another Ant-Man that we can use.
He's there, too.
He's in the, he's on the Arrow.
Is Scott Lang back?
He's on the cover. He's on the Arrow.
Right? No, that's the other guy.
Eric O'Grady.
The Dan Slott dude.
But Scott Lang did come back in Children's Crusade, right?
Well, but Children's Crusade is kind of its own.
We don't know where that is.
It's its own little bubble.
He might not even
know. Now, that Human Torch, is that Jim Hammond?
We don't know. We don't know if it's Toro, Human Torch, or Johnny Storm.
I don't know if I like that Art Adams cover. I just... Black Widow looks like she's 10.
I think Beast is a little too
intense. Beast looks feral.
He's been drawing Black Widow with that, like, poofy hair thing.
And
her head looks really small.
Go back. It
looks like the movie.
Well, he's supposed to.
Yeah, I understand that.
I'm not big on Captain Britain, like it. But I mean,
I think for me, Captain Britain's the only one that I'm kind of him and Venom.
And I know I'm going
to
get
Captain Britain as a character who goes in on spy mission seems a little weird to me.
Wait a minute, Hawkeye shooting an arrow with Ant-Man on it? That's a neat idea.
Did they?
Has that ever been done?
Once or twice. I made a statue of it once.
Did they get rid of Chuck Austin's Captain Britain, the woman with the
lion?
Lionheart.
Yeah, they did. She stepped down. I forget when, but it happened.
I'm gonna get.
She would actually be a cool character on that team.
I'm not a big fan of.
Yeah, she stepped down. I think Jeff Johns' run right prior to Disassembled.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of Gabriel Hardman.
Really? I like Gabriel Hardman from when he was doing Hulk.
I have mixed feelings about Venom being on the team. I mean, I think it's a good idea, but I don't know how I feel about the new Venom.
So here's a question, guys. We got to think about this. Venom has 20 missions.
Do his Secret Avengers missions, like...
Well, he's at least, what, 8 issues? Well, he's going to be 13 issues. 13.4, so that's 6. So, I mean, he's got to be close to 19 by the end of February.
All he has to do is take one of Norman Osborn's crazy mystery pills.
Oh, good point.
Infinity Formula.
What a great way to guarantee your series is going to have at least 20 issues, though.
Not really. But here's the theory. Why can't they pick somebody new? Why can't we replace Flash Thompson? Because
it'll be more fun to watch Flash go off the deep end and say, I'm keeping the symbiote.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that would make an interesting Spider-Man story.
Maybe Cable will be the new Venom.
Speaking of Cable...
You like that transition?
Look at that Ed McGuinness glory.
This doesn't interest me at all.
Oh, I
want to know what's on the cover to number 3.
Red Hulk?
Are those porcupine quills?
Yeah, they're coming out of Cable. I don't know.
That's gamma radiation.
I'm not interested in this.
But Colin, it's coming. And it all starts here.
That's true. That's true. I forgot about that.
So why aren't you interested in this? No, I want to know why.
I don't like Cable, and I don't like... I don't like Cable to start with.
Okay.
So, you know, I thought he had a noble death, which there are very few noble deaths in comics. And if he never came back, I think it would have been fine.
But I think Nightcrawler had a more noble
death.
Absolutely.
You know what I will say, though, that kind of along those lines is, I like Cable.
Okay.
And I thought that the last 5 to 10 years of character development with Cable, starting in Fabian Nicieza's Deadpool Cable series, had done wonders for the character. And it looks like in one fell swoop, Jeff Loeb is probably going to erase all of that, and it's back to the Liefeld days and
pouches.
I agree with you. I think that in his solo series, 1 to 25. They really brought like the time traveling soldier idea back around.
With Hope, I thought it was great. Yeah. I enjoyed that a lot. I just when I just look at this, just Jeff Loeb and Loeb.
You
just,
like that run with Hope with Wile E. Coyote and the versus the Roadrunner of Bishop and Cable story?
I did kind of enjoy that. I did.
I loved how they played them together. I loved how Bishop got a metal arm. I loved how
I didn't like the art.
I liked how they got into the future and it was how are they surviving in this post-apocalyptic world. I found it interesting. Where this just, I mean, Loeb just, his original run on Hulk just was...
Rug?
Yeah, was so boring and just went on and on and on.
I think the first six were great. It was 6 through 25
I
will say, though, that images aside, Jeff Loeb's original run on Cable was probably the point where Cable really started to mature as a character.
I think the most impressive part of this
in the 90s, you mean?
Yeah.
The late 90s? Yeah, that was good. He was, wasn't he doing X-Force at the time, too?
Yes.
Yeah, that was good. I think that's when X-Force went on the road and left Cable. And
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
see, my most impressive part of this is that we're still soliciting three months in, and it's Jeff Loeb.
Well, it's solicited.
Yeah, because Ultimate X was 4 issues, and that took 2 years.
Yeah, well, that was the art.
Was the problem there?
Who was the artist?
Art Adams.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And he had a baby, which, prevented him from working, apparently.
That's a genetic miracle. Oh. How's that work?
Yeah. Okay. Now we go on to Avengers Solo, which, according to a misunderstanding, I thought Matt said it was really good, so I read issues 1 and 2, and just I can't believe it was actually made. It was really bad.
I thought the first issue was good. The second issue, I had the same issue you did.
I look at this cover and I go, oh my gosh, people are holding guns and he's down to one arrow. Well, that's okay because he'll just jump and kick them all because that's what he did in the first one. 4 guys had guns on him and he decided to jump over a car and get away. And none of them got off a shot.
But, I did that in video games.
Oh, God. The 1 and 2, it was... There was a scene where at the end of number one... I'm sorry, he's still Paste Pot Pete to me, but the Trapster sprays and he's stuck against a wall. And all of a sudden he has a bomb in his hand at the beginning of issue 1. He throws it, knocks Paste Pot Pete towards him somehow with the explosion. Then he miraculously has an arrow in his hand, which he menaces Paste Pot Pete with so much that he turns to run away and he cuts the wire or the tube on the back of his outfit, which just happened to have the solvent, which sprayed all over him. I'm just like... Seriously?
Not to mention the fact that Paste Pot Pete is supposed to be on the Thunderbolts.
Well, but he was hired for this. But
you're traveling in time, dude. He's
all that right. We'll move on. Okay. It's Halo. No, you know, the Halo books sell what they sell. It's not bad. It's not great. It is. With Dark Tower. The Jane Austen doesn't sell at all. Orson Scott Card. I think I've lost all of my people who actually were reading that. But it does have a cover by...
Is it Giuseppe Camuncoli?
It would be. Thank you very much.
Friend of the podcast.
Dorothy and Wizard of Oz is doing well. Steady. I'll take steady any day. Ultimate Spider-Man. Interesting. New artist.
Chris Samnee.
That's he does not very have a, interesting.
He does not have an ultimate style of art.
He does not at all have an ultimate style of art.
This doesn't seem ultimate to me.
Well, he doesn't do the covers.
Well, whatever this is does not seem ultimate.
Who's doing that cover?
Kari Andrews. He's done all the covers.
I thought Sherry Pacelli did some of them.
She might have done some variants. But that's interesting. I've actually kind of liked the Spider-Man as much as I didn't want to. It's okay. I kind of like it. Chris Samnee, that's interesting.
Yeah, he did all right on Cap and Bucky, but otherwise.
His Thor, the first.
Yeah, I mean, I don't dislike his art, I just don't know if it ties in. Ultimate Comics 7, or X-Men. I read the first two. And they're all going to be polybag. That's right, I forgot these all include the free digital copy offer. Whatever that means.
So you know what I don't like about this, and this is why I dropped all my Ultimate books today?
Mm.
This is going to start tying into the Ultimate, or whatever the heck that book's called.
The ridiculous
Ultimates. Title. Yes, Ultimate Comics.
Yes. Welcome to Seer, which is where Ultimate Hawkeye was at and part of Ultimate Comics was at.
Okay.
So they're tying that all together.
It's got a cool cover for Ultimate.
And the Falcon is back in Ultimate Ultimates.
Yeah, I didn't know the Falcon existed.
Yeah, I didn't know he existed in that either.
He's back.
He has.
It was, I think, Ultimates 2.
Ultimates Annual. Ultimates 2 Annual 1.
You can tell whoever drew that cover knows guns because he's carrying a G360 in his right hand. Sweet.
Kari Andrews.
That's a nice submachine gun.
But that cover is so different from the Spider-Man one.
Isn't it?
But he does all of
them. Yeah, just interesting.
Yeah. I really like the...
very covered by TBA.
I guess that's...
Yeah, I like him. He's good.
Yeah. That TBA X-Men...
Yeah, TBA. Yeah.
The Jean Grey where she's walking
gets away. A lot of work at Marvel.
He's always different.
Or not Jean Grey, excuse me, Karen Grant.
Yeah, Karen Grant.
The Ultimate X-Men, sorry. That's a really cool cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, but you won't be able to see it because it's going to be polybag.
You see the cover.
It's probably going to be clear.
Depends on what the polybag is. Scarlet Spider 2. I don't know. I don't know what to make of this one. So.
I may give it a chance because of who's writing it.
Yeah, I'd give it a little while.
Okay.
Just because it's Yoast?
I'm the only one excited for it.
No, I had a customer come in this weekend and ask me when it was shipping. He was really stoked for Ben Reilly.
Except it's
Ben Reilly's not going to be in it.
It's not Ben Reilly. It's Kane.
Kane, yeah.
Whatever. Okay.
So, but
that's a different one altogether.
Okay, so now turning the page to Avenging Spider-Man. I knew it was going to be a Marvel team-up book. I'm so excited about it's teaming up with
Hawkeye.
Man, this guy gets around.
Really trying to play this guy up for the. Yeah, yeah.
I love Zeb Wells, but
Hawkeye's like the modern day Deadpool.
Not on an X-Men book, so I refuse to buy it.
They're really trying to play it up for the movie. If they're not, I don't know why they're trying to play that.
But look who took over the art from Joe Madora.
Yeah, Greg Land.
It's like they had a... Well, if you think about it, he's the only character from the movies that hasn't been in anything else.
No, it's only the women.
Oh,
the
sorry.
Come
only
on,
the
man. I don't know if he's watching Guy
Mary
porn.
Jane? Oh, hey.
Well, it could be. I mean, he could be just... I mean, there's obviously... Never mind.
It's a lot of Venom books coming out.
Oh, my God. Wait. Oh, yeah. Carnage. I'm ordering it the same as the previous Carnage by the exact same team, so hopefully it will do well.
I would say Greg Land's covers were good. It's his interiors I don't care for. Yeah.
Okay, now here we get to Venom. And
new Fantastic
five
Four.
Issues of Venom in the month of February.
But it's the new Fantastic Four.
Right. The Circle of Four, because it's the Circle of Life.
Sure. Isn't that cool, Nick?
That's the first Fantastic Four story I read.
Yeah.
When it came out, and then I went back and read the actual Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
But the Art Adams art on the covers and then those characters hooked me. I think that was like 91.
Yeah.
And
everything
like,
old is new again. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't catch it at first, and then when I was looking at it, I was like, oh, hey, this is a riff on the new Fantastic Four.
Nick, when did Ghostwriter become a chick?
You know,
that was the new series.
They played with that a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Why does Venom look like Winter Soldier?
Yeah, good.
Because he is a military operative.
Yeah.
Okay, we got some more spiders.
His costume looked
Spider-Man,
a lot different,
Spider-Man.
Though, from this, and then what they had drawn for Secret
Ooh, the
Avengers.
Return of
is
Morbius.
With the perfect jumping on point. Oh, of course,
it
it's a point one. It's a point one.
And it's the return
of... A lot of things you can do with the point.
There are a lot of things you can do with the point. Well, we just had point one, two, three, four,
yeah,
and now we
four
have
points.
Spider-Man point one.
I get what he's trying to do with that cover, but I don't like it.
The point one cover?
The point one cover. I'm not a big fan of that John Tyler Christopher guy.
Yeah.
That's like his signature.
And hey, it's got Morbius, everyone's favorite living vampire.
Oh, Joe, turn the page, man.
Who's your least favorite living vampire?
I don't know.
Come and go.
Because you asked for it, Spider-Man in Space! Wow, tying
who
into the Muppets.
For that?
I have been asking for it.
Okay,
have
cool.
You're the guy, Hunnick.
Didn't they have a cartoon about
space?
This?
That's his neighborhood.
Wasn't there a cartoon about Spider-Man in space? He goes to another planet following
No, he went to a different dimension. It was Spider-Man Unlimited. Yeah.
Okay.
That was a good book.
He fought his main villain, High Evolutionary.
Yeah,
of course, because when I think Spider-Man...
Going back to Morbius here...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I remember a while back it was brought up of who the secret person was.
Right.
How was the impact on that for everybody?
Yeah, it was like, it was revealed and he walks out the door.
He
it's
just
like,
leaves. Well, technically through the floor. I don't...
Okay.
How he... Why? I don't know. I wasn't expecting that, but I guess that's what they were wanting, but...
Now we're on to Daredevil. Daredevil's doing really well. Want to read the one that came out today. I haven't read it yet. But I just find it interesting that he's with the Moloids.
Mole Man Returns.
Isn't that who Hulk is with?
No, Freshman is Battle of Avenging Spider-Man.
Avenging Spider-Man.
But they're on the FF. Okay.
Well, yes, Hulk is also living
with the Moloids.
Yeah, well, is right but this they, second. He okay. been, he's been leaving to go but talk he had, to the
well, scientist and he seems to be with an offshoot tribe of Moloids with no Mole Man in sight.
This is true.
Okay.
Is it Riviera leaving?
This no, Martin.
Marcos Martin left. Marcos Martin. To do a secret project with Brian K. Vaughan.
That's exciting.
What, is it a Marvel project?
Image.
Brian
okay.
K. Vaughan.
Okay.
Like Punisher. Tom. Punisher. Okay. I read the last two issues.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
It's okay.
It's not Punisher Max.
It's not it's great, but it's okay.
That
I don't know about him losing his eye. That was odd.
Was it issue three or issue four? The one with the little boy. The most recent one. That was very good.
That was, yeah, that was the last one. Five, yeah.
What's with the Black Panther Batman cover?
Yeah.
It's over.
It's the last.
It's the last issue.
Which is really sad.
Oh, series finale, yeah.
You know, I understand low selling. You would have thought they would have kept it around being, you know, all for diversity. But it was a really good series.
It was.
But, yeah, like I said before, I think just the entire way it came about yes, was just was, odd.
Yes.
Spinning out of Shadowland. No, I didn't read it because.
But it made sense if you read it. They explained it.
But on the one
but
hand.
But continuing the numbering and everything, that's you where know, I think the they lost
it,
a lot of people.
It was hard. Or it was odd. But I suppose it's worth a try for that because I don't know that a relaunching a Black Panther number one
right.
would have done any better.
Right.
I would have been less apt to pick it up if it were a number one.
Okay.
Continuing at the Daredevil number
but, if, but the other thing they should have done that I don't know why they didn't, and this page illustrates it, is why they didn't brand it with the big shots.
Why didn't they have a dot one?
They did point one.
Did they have a one? Yeah.
In the middle.
Well,
like, he had already.
Well, it's not with the big shots because it's not a big shot. It's the list.
Well, yeah.
It's not
but,
a big shot writer. Big
but,
shot's about the creator, not the book.
Oh.
I can't wait till
well,
they solicit Daredevil.
The book goes with the other books
and Man
just
Without
based
Fear
5 off of
4
content.
At the same time,
yeah.
or whatever it is.
Like,
I'm waiting for the engineers,
do,
the Marvel
like,
engineers. And then, no, I want the engineers and then the sanitation
I
workers.
I want the accountants.
The Marvel
oh.
postage
good.
Delivery.
What is Bendis? Bendis is like a big shot artist.
Guys.
Oh, he is a big shot. You're right.
He's
right.
Like,
he yeah, you're right. Well, I think he has those naked pictures of Joe Quesada, so... That's why
those were all over the internet.
Well,
that's,
no, that's
he's in those naked pictures.
Oh, he could be. You're right.
I don't get FF, but I will be getting FF 15.
Let's give a shout out to Moon Knight still being a good book.
Okay,
just before we move on to FF.
Woo! Shout out. Okay. The cover for Fantastic Four 603 is not good.
Nah.
What's the thing doing? Is he like?
Is this the one?
Spider-Man
across the floor?
Yeah. And I'm sorry, that looks like Valeria, not a Sue Storm.
Yeah.
And I thought Johnny was back.
And who's up in the air back there?
Galactus.
Yeah. Galactus?
Here's my
doesn't
theory.
Look very Galactus.
You sure it's not Johnny?
Only Spider-Man is ready to attack. Like, the rest of them are somewhere else.
Yeah, well, who's Reed Richards like fighting with?
That looks like he's got to, like, come on, man.
Yeah, but
Reed?
He's, like, not
Reed looks like
direction.
He's trying to do something
yeah, Reed looks like,
to
yeah,
his wife.
Something happened. He got exploded.
what's with the buildings?
Okay,
behind?
Yeah, and, F, okay, you're excited about Power Pack.
Aren't straight.
Okay.
I find it odd that the last stand of the Fantastic
although
Four is
I have
happening
to say,
right now.
I'm excited about Power Pack, but considering their original series, they were all, like Alex was maybe 12. It's really kind of creepy to see Julie Powers with the belly shirt. I thought that for a while.
It's only the way you think about it.
Yeah.
Isn't Barry Kitson an interesting choice? I mean, he's kind of an older artist, right?
Barry Kitson.
Yeah, he's older, but yeah, he could do that. Okay. Hulk is plummeting.
Yeah, it's probably
like a rock.
It's probably not much longer for this world.
Man, if I jump off a book, you know it ain't good.
Hey, a Thor miniseries. When happened, we had one. Six Guns did not find its audience.
Technically, we shouldn't know who Thor is.
And Villains for Hire. So.
That's a good book. At least the Zero was. The 0.1, my correction.
I'm still enjoying reading Thunderbolts, but I have a feeling that it's not much longer for this world either.
Hitchcock's kind of creative, too.
I'm just excited.
You know, here's
to see
a thing about Thor.
Okay, wait, here?
Yeah.
That's a kid book. That's a kid's sweater.
I just like to see MODOK whenever I can.
Hey, look, more Moloids.
Haven't we said
Moloids
that
and Secrets
doesn't exist?
Don't turn the page. You'd be shocked.
I think Thunderbolts is either is going to die or change creative team's major direction change.
Yeah. You know what I love
the
about this?
Must have, the 12 must-have, number
one. Well, that's because they no stores have it in stock anymore because it hit the quarter box as long
you
ago.
You look at this and you say, the 12, number 9, but what about 1 through 8?
Well, you
Marvel.
Can get, you can get the trade,
which has
and
1
then
through
the
6.
Must-have, which is 7 and 8, and then you can get 9 and 10. And trust them, 11 and 12 are coming.
Well, Chris Weston says so.
Yeah.
Let's put the blame where the blame belongs on this book.
Oh, I know.
So is the writer.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That writer but screwed this Marvel is just, and DC, so yeah. Let's just...
No, but this is just... it's a disaster. I will order, price subs only.
Now, here's the question. Which approach do you take on this? Do you think Marvel did the right thing by just letting it languish? Or do you think DC did the right thing by hiring people to write his plot?
Wow.
Without him. Because it's basically the same situation.
But it's two completely different... It's different, though. This is a mini-series that he was doing versus Superman and Wonder Woman. You couldn't just let Superman and Wonder Woman languish.
So what would have happened if he was writing Captain America?
Right. They would have kept going. Yeah. But it's just, this is one of those, how do you order this? Any sales data I have from the first batch is completely irrelevant. I mean, it's not even in Mobi. It's over 3 years old.
I was going to say it was in that old text-based Pascal app you had.
Yeah.
So, not yay. By Pascal Ferry.
Best book Marvel is publishing right now.
This cover, I've heard that from a lot, but this cover does not.
No, this is the new artist, which concerns me because I'm not a fan of
this
artist.
The artist doesn't look good, but I don't like the Brood. I don't like Wolverine on this page here.
Wait, Kitty's giving birth? What?
Is that Art Adams?
That's why you have to
Who's
read
like
it.
Art Adams to me.
No, it's Nick Brett. The art is a severe downgrade from Chris Bocciolo, but. Jason Aaron totally gets it with this book. He is fired.
This is just a fun book. Yeah. I mean, this book and X-Force are absolutely amazing, and the X-Men on a completely two different wavelengths. It's the grim and gritty, everything matters, all this continuity adds up book with X-Force, and then Wolverine and the X-Men is nothing but like fun, school.
It's got a Silver Age feel to it.
Almost, yeah.
Well, so... I think the art is a net neutral move. I think you went from one crappy artist to another crappy artist. But
this just doesn't make make me. I was thinking about reading it, and now seeing this doesn't make me want to read it.
The Brood is obvious. I mean, you guys have seen that coming when they had a student who was Brood. And a Shi'ar. Is that what the other guy is with the bodyguard? He's Shi'ar.
He's Gladiator's kid. That's cool.
Yeah.
So the Brood should have been an obvious villain.
But the writing is fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully Nick Bradshaw won't last long.
Yeah, let's
I will suffer through it just for the writing. It's fantastic.
His interiors might be better.
When did Wolverine get to number 300?
Yeah, well, that was last month. Now it's 301. And I just noticed this isn't marked a Regenesis book anymore.
Did this jump? Is this what you guys
talking
about? Was there a number jump?
Last issue jumped.
From what?
22 to 300.
Why? Because they could. This is the original numbering.
Really? Is that 300 Wolverine books?
That's how they do it.
Yeah, and now it'll hit 320 and they'll cancel it because the number's too high.
That's how they do it. They add up all
the
published
Wolverines. That's why I find it so ironic that like 4 months ago they were slamming still Uncanny X-Men number 572 when they're the king of Wolverine was in this mini series.
And
if we count it,
let's not forget DC did this before the.
There'll be basically it means
Wonder Woman 600.
Yeah,
there'll be a new
Wonder Woman and Superman.
There'll be a new Wolverine number one probably within 2 years.
Yeah, but
whenever the next movie
DC
comes out.
DC has done it so minimally this relaunch. DC was like the snobby. Like, we're just keeping our numbers. We don't care. You don't like our history? Then get out. Like that.
And Dan
really...
DiDio did the Wonder Woman thing to fan demand. He said, if you want it, send me letters.
I sent a letter on that, too. I wanted to see
I sent a postcard, too. Yeah.
Marvel's done it to the point it's become a farce. You know, they release Wolverine 900, Deadpool 1,000.
I think they did that. Those two specifically as jokes.
Well, Deadpool is kind of hokey. That's fine. But...
I don't know how I'm feeling about the Wolverine series in general. A new Silver Samurai doesn't really,
pump your nads.
Yeah.
I will say on
the opposite page, that image of Wolverine does.
And that's Brian Woods. Yeah. So I do have hope for that, but...
I don't know who Roland Boschi is.
No. He doesn't even do the cover, so you don't know
what
he is.
I'll allow it.
Boschi?
I'll allow it.
Bosky? How would you say?
I think that's going to be a good miniseries.
I think that's fine. Actually, I think the Wolverine cover looks great. Billy Tan.
I'd love to see a Brian.
I'm glad Olivier Clark looks good.
Not just Brian, you know, most people are looking at this saying, ooh, Brian Wood doing Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
I look at this and I'm thinking, Brian Wood doing Quentin Quire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That does make sense. Because Brian Wood is like the punk rock writer, and Quentin Quire has a lot of punk rock elements to his character.
Yep.
Sorry.
You can
tell Jason Aaron is loving writing him also.
Sorry.
For sure.
She's smiling. That's what I'm laughing. I'm sorry. Next page, Uncanny X-Men, and you have a Greg Land drawn cover. An unconscious. You
know, oh my God.
You have somebody's just beaten all the X-Men, but Psylocke's laying there smiling.
She's missing an important element from that image when it was lifted.
If I had to say that's Jenna Hayes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Prediction.
So that was just, I couldn't help but laugh at
what
that.
What do you think?
I will say, Greg Land aside, this book is a lot better also than I thought it would be. Kieran Gillen has actually been writing this very well. And so far, Cyclops hasn't gone off the deep end.
Well,
so.
Now, I was talking with Sean Sisson earlier, and we were agreeing, but I don't know that much about Mr. Sinister. Like I told Sean, my problem was when my introduction to him was at, sadly, Age of Apocalypse. Okay. So that made no sense, right. And I never, ever got my feet on knowing who he was. But all of a sudden, now he's more powerful than the Celestials, and I don't get that. Mr. Sinister. He was able to take apart and kill a Celestial.
Mr. Sinister, I don't get it. Even more than Wolverine, was one of those characters that when he was introduced and you knew nothing about him, he was awesome. Mm-hmm. Because you could do whatever you wanted with his powers and not explain it. And it was like after, you know, he became so popular through Mutant Massacre, and they tried giving him a backstory and associating him with Apocalypse, that it kind of diluted the character a lot. But
I just remember reading that first Uncanny X-Men going, what?
But even in the early X-Men issues, he's always been billed.
Okay.
He's had this, like, power level that's kind of undefined, but
he's not a mutant. He was given all his powers by Apocalypse in the Victorian era when he was just a human being doing genetic research for Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Eventually, at least for
Apocalypse. And when he was first introduced, like around Inferno, it was like
2221.
Yeah, he was almost unbeatable. Other than his, like, Achilles heel of being weak to the Summers brothers.
Right.
Joe, flip the page. Your boy.
I'm so excited for this. I think this has all
been leading up to. Cover by?
Giuseppe Camuncoli.
Art by?
Giuseppe Camuncoli.
No!
Alessandro Vitti? Okay, I'll allow it.
Is this the last issue?
It's the last issue of the last arc.
Okay.
You know, I love this cover, and part of the reason I love Giuseppe Camuncoli art on this series is because he draws Deken two ways. When he's drawing Deken the manipulator, he makes Deken very charismatic and beautiful. And when he's drawing Deken, you know, the savage beast, yes. He draws him like this. And I love that dichotomy between the two styles.
I really like it when they draw him the first way, when he's, like, you know, in the three-piece suit.
Yeah.
And something very cool about a guy with a, you know, mohawk and wolf tattoos and Wolverine claws, like, dressed in a business suit.
Right on.
Go for it, man.
And, you know, in regards to the canceling this series, I think Marvel is playing up what they have that DC does not have right now. Okay,
continuity.
Continuity. They're abandoning their experimental books in favor of fleshing out their shared universe established books, because that's what DC doesn't have after the relaunch. They don't have, you know, 20 years of established continuity to be able to draw from. They don't have a rich history right now.
But don't you establish continuity by having characters in one book have guest appearances in another book?
No, don't stop.
They have 2 months of established continuity. Marvel has not abandoned their last 10 years, 20 years of established continuity, and
Which is why they are drawing from their rich history.
They are drawing from their rich history, and
it's
they're jettisoning experiments.
Do you want to know why this book is canceled? I'll give you two words.
Okay.
Rob Williams.
Rob Williams.
I thought you were going to say Doug Kent.
I'm not caught up. I read the trades. Tell me what's wrong about Rob Williams.
Just, like half the books that were canceled were him. Hit that and Ghost Rider.
He's just not a name.
When he's not good.
He is a. Is he Rob Williams?
He's not an architect.
Is he the pop singer from England? Robbie Williams. Okay.
He's like a janitor. Like
the janitors.
He's the guy that saw Sandusky and didn't call the cops.
No.
I feel.
Books are canceled.
I feel like Uncanny X-Force, this new arc. I need some good drugs to read it. Wow,
I feel like we got to get over this Age of Apocalypse thing. Well,
I just read the finale, and maybe it's not the finale. I thought it was the finale.
This book, I have not read a single Uncanny X-Force, but for the last tag in this synopsis, this last bullet point, Deadpool is decapitated.
Deadpool is dead.
I am going to get caught up.
Okay. And yet, you realize, though, it's
Deadpool's
just like
literally at the end of the current issue. He's in a bag.
Yeah, I was going to say, you do realize Deadpool can regenerate like Wolverine.
I don't. It doesn't matter. Let me have hope as somebody who hasn't been reading.
Dead.
Tell me what's up with the cover to X-Factor.
I have no idea, but it's cool. Idea.
The only thing, it is a dimension-hopping storyline, so I'll give you that. Okay. But I don't want to see Cap and Iron Man in my X-Factor.
Yeah, especially Deathlocked Cap.
Yeah.
Well,
could that be from the X-Force, the Deathlocked Cap? Could be interesting.
I thought that was Cable Cap.
No, it looks like Deathlocked Cap.
But yeah, you're right
Cap's
with the face. Yeah. How would you say the artist's name on that, Joe?
David Yarden.
No, that was the cover artist. I got that one.
I'm gonna go with Emanuela Lupacino.
Oh, I love Deadpool. That cover rocks.
It is a cool cover.
Dead. Oh, except it's not final cover.
Oh, did you see Do you see what else is available?
A blank variant. Yep.
It is a cool cover, though.
You know, if this is actually.
You gotta pay for it now.
For fans of the 1990s, X-Men Legacy gives you the Exodus. And Magneto, Not a Hero, gives you Joseph, so...
Everything old is new again.
So real quick on the Deadpool thing, if this is the actual cover, if it's black with red, there's an artist that comes to Pittsburgh named Stuart Seger.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get him to do... He does this awesome Sharpie drawing stuff. I'm going to get him to sketch something on this in, like, a silver Sharpie, because it would look badass.
He did a Cloak and Dagger in my sketchbook.
Yeah, I have a couple things by him.
What? Sorry. I'm reading the description for X Club, which is the science...
Cy Spurrier science book?
The science guys, yeah, and Danger discovers that she's pregnant. Okay.
Well, she's an alien, can replicate anything.
She's not an alien, she's artificial intelligence.
Well, she's technology.
She's alien AI, whatever.
So what, is that Christos Gage's first issue of Legacy, or does he start in January? Today was?
Yeah.
I think today was, yeah. I like that.
Generation Hope. Something starts here, just so you know.
I'm not familiar with Mark Brooks, but I like it.
Mark, he's done stuff.
Yeah, he has, but I just never sticks out my mind, but I like that X-Men Legacy.
Are X-Men still fighting little vampires? What's going on?
I don't know.
Victor Gishler's writing it, they are.
Darn straight.
Looks like
Jubilee learns more about her vampire heritage, featuring Rizzo in The Forgiven, first appeared in... Hulk versus Dracula.
No.
Himself, Hulk versus Dracula.
In the other book that you...
That's first appearance of Rizzo, but not The Forgiven. On sale now for $1.
What'd you say, Nick?
Yeah, it was that stupid one-shot was Rizzo's.
If you need one, I have some.
50% off.
I was told it was going to be the most important book
Marvel,
of the year.
75% off.
Oh, I'll give it away. Make it go away.
Is anybody besides myself and most likely Nick reading Generation Hope?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Do you think Zero's actually going to go villain, or do you think it's a bait and switch?
What? He was bad from the very beginning. I didn't know he was a good guy. I thought he was a bad guy the whole time.
They've been doing this whole, is he, like, when Hope, basically at the end of the first storyline, Hope touches him and he gets control of himself. So
I just remember he was the size of a city and it ended.
Yeah, he comes back together.
That was the last issue I read.
But he's been this whole will he, won't he, step in line kind of thing.
I read Avengers Academy, so I get that every month.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think so. I think that he's become more moderate. And I think they have other characters like Hellion and what do you call it? Kid Omega to play around with that now.
Okay. Yeah.
Just you were wondering if X-Men was still vampires? Look at the last bullet point on number 25. X-Men versus vampires in a major way.
I didn't even read these bullets.
Yeah.
I just saw her with what looked to be something.
It will never end.
New Mutants 37, is this guy ripping off Lesnar or what? The cover.
What's at the cover of?
Not really.
You don't think that's very Joe Lesnar, the Wolverine?
No. Joseph Michael Lesnar.
Wolverine? I don't even see Wolverine
on
that cover.
Isn't that who's kissing the hand?
No,
no,
like
that's Mephisto.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the devil. It's a date with the devil.
Yeah. In one of the recent storylines...
Can you make a date, like, never happen? Like, you can make a wedding never happen?
Could be.
Oh.
Could be.
I think this will be a great issue because...
You're having second thoughts, Nick.
No, he's talking about Spider-Man.
I know,
Mephisto
I'm just
made...
Kidding.
No, Nick is not.
That,
I don't want
that
to
was like
that.
A
and wedding theme, you know.
Yeah.
So it was. It's. I have a bone to pick with both Mephisto and JMS.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I'm looking forward to this issue because I thought that was a great bit in the Fear Itself New Mutants issues when Mephisto agreed to help them, and all it took was a promise of a date from Magma.
Yeah, it's a fun book. It's got that kind of whimsical quality to it.
Yeah,
it
would be
really so this harkens back to a story from yesteryear?
No,
from like 2 months
ago.
Yeah. Fear Itself.
Fear Itself.
By the time this comes out, it will seem
you know
like yesteryear.
You know what will be very interesting? 12 issues into the new DC 52, they're going to come out and it was all a deal with the devil and everything reversed.
No.
They haven't done that with Spider-Man yet.
Blaze anyway.
Now, Astonishing X-Men... it was a fine story. I have no problem with the story. My problem is that it had the Regenesis banner on it, and I don't understand that. So this is current. This is current reality.
Continuity. I love Mohawk Storm.
I think
that
for
that
the first time, yes.
Okay, because that was my question. Because
you
know, Astonishing has always been outside of what was going on.
For the first time, because Kitty got launched into space with the whole phasing bullet thing in Astonishing and came back in Uncanny.
The Joss Whedon may or may not have happened in current continuity.
Yeah, so that was my...
Like, Superman Batman used to be like that. Stuff that happened in that book affected continuity, but like whatever reason, it wasn't pure continuity book.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, this kind of feels like it takes place at the same time, but it doesn't tie in, because like... You have, like, the Juggernaut Colossus there, and you have...
But, like, Cyclops didn't bat an eye that Storm had a mohawk.
Yeah.
But he did.
You know?
They did acknowledge that the team had split, though. I mean,
okay.
They did acknowledge
schism. I mean, like I said, I did. The story was fine, but I just...
Well, you know, man, they never noticed a woman's
hair. I think it's supposed to... I think what they're doing with it a little more than what it has is I think it's going to be independent... of the stories in Uncanny X-Men, but moderately keeping the continuity. Like, Schism has happened. This is the post-Schism team.
Hey, they acknowledged that last issue.
I think the series is still going to stand on its own like it has through the whole run.
Okay.
But the creative team is fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, Deadpool Max 2. Matt?
Well,
that's a great Kyle Baker cover.
Dude, this whole book, this whole run is great. Kyle Baker and David Latham.
If it wasn't Deadpool, I'd be on board.
Latham, sorry.
Okay. Series finale, Punisher Max.
It's really not Deadpool.
I love Punisher
Max. Jason Aaron, Steve Dillon.
There's a strict no overprint policy.
I know there is. I know there is.
There always is.
Not final
for
cover.
For everything in this.
Yeah. No, just on the Max stuff. But.
Wonder if they're going to kill him.
Yeah. And then I'm loving this. Brilliant number 5. Bendis tweeted... that second prints of number 1 were out this week, and number 2 is soon to follow. I'm like, okay, I don't believe you.
You also played the Scarlet 6 cover, so what are we going to see that in 3 months?
Yeah.
Nick, why don't you call your boy BMB up and say, write a few less books a month and put out shit on time.
Hey, they're actually soliciting Kick-Ass number 7. That's cool. They forgot to do that with number 5 and just sent us... however many they thought we should have and build
can
us
you,
for.
Can you do that,
of course, the
Nick?
Solicit cover is
on. I'll hit him up on the
web. That's never a good sign.
Yeah.
Tell him to do his job.
Just, you know, I think Bendis is great. I just think he's spread too thin.
I agree. Like, and I think that's just Marvel, you know.
No, but he's doing all that image, that all creator-owned stuff. Like, dude, I cut back a little.
Order. Or just do like he did with Takeo, even though, like, I don't think a lot of people liked it. I did, but... just put it out all at once.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
I'll
take 2 of the crossing. No.
Okay. I'm loving now. We're gonna move it. You know, there's some the rest of the icon stuff. I'm loving this Hawkeye action figure. I think that looks really good. And this Hulk one.
Do I detect a note of sarcasm?
Yeah.
What I love is the silhouette there, but then when you flip the page...
Hey, there it is.
What? I wonder if that's what the figures are going to look like.
What the heck?
It's just...
But is it pending... Oh, it doesn't say pending licensing.
What?
It's
that's like, what they look like. But the,
that's
the
movie people thought. The only action figures are the three at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Avengers The Crossing Omnibus.
So
you're going to get yours, Matt, but that might be the only one I ordered.
On that non-variant cover, Tony Stark looks like he's, like, bloated and trying to poop.
Well, yeah. Considering in the storyline...
Which one do you want, the Diodato cover?
Yes, please.
Considering in the storyline he was a teenager.
Okay, Avengers Kree Skrull War hardcover. How many times are they going to reprint this thing?
Till everybody buys it.
Is it even in print right now?
Not a hard cover.
Oh, maybe not. Okay, not a hard cover.
They did one of the premiere hardcovers, but that was like one of the very first ones, so it's probably been close to 5 years.
Oh, Avengers The Origin.
So good.
Where are they coming out with this?
What was so good, Nick?
Avengers The Origin.
Yeah.
Okay. I liked it a lot.
I can't believe you didn't read it with Phil Noto art.
I do like Phil Noto art, but...
And Joe Casey's great.
That came out as they were relaunching everything, and, you know, there's just a... I can't read it all.
Buddy Baker, the...
It's a really good story. You'd like it.
I will get that intro.
Okay, Avengers...
Joe Casey.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Avengers The Big Three, otherwise known just another dump of a lot of issues we didn't know what else to do with. The Terminatrix objective? Oh, jeez.
But I'm still buying
it. For $30?
What are you looking at? There we go.
Harsh.
Earth's Mightiest one thing, that's a decent
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Earth's Mightiest Heroes in a soft cover collection.
Where did you see Terminatrix at?
That's what they're reprint. That's part of what's being reprinted in that Avengers.
That terrible book. Miniseries?
Yeah.
Is that a, like, Dominatrix from Space or something?
No, Terminatrix.
With the time...
The Terminatrix
that's
the name
in
of
the big three.
Terminator.
Yes, that's in the big three.
Some Steve Englehart, Jerry Conway.
The Private War of Doctor Doom. Why are all those people involved?
Avengers
circa number
150. I don't.
Another collection of Astonishing X-Men. Holy cow.
Yeah, how many could there be?
Hey, speaking of Bruce Jones' run on the Hulk.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool cover.
That was Diodato. Wasn't it? Oh, no, that was Kari Anders. Sorry.
He did some of the amazing Hulk.
Next page.
Return of a Monster.
It's the first part of... And that also, it's the first part of Bruce Jones, plus it includes the Brian Azzarello Banner.
Which
was really good, too.
Yeah, Banner was very good. Silver Surfer Parable, that's interesting.
I'll still buy that.
Yeah.
That's an interesting book. I don't know about $25, but...
What's The Enslavers?
That was a hardcover. It was a original graphic novel hardcover.
Where's that
hey, Serpent Crown. Man, Serpent is everywhere this month. February is Serpent Month.
It's Month of Snakes.
A lot of Marvel 2-in-1s.
Oh my gosh, the Spider Island Companion. Oh, look at all those books that are collected in there.
You can get them.
And for all you guys that missed Vengeance because you thought it was terrible,
pick it up.
I like Joe Casey, but that book is awful. Sorry.
Really? It's weird.
Hey, look, the very
Fantastic
first
Four
season 1?
No, this is the first ones were last month. Or no. I think the first batch. Shrink wrapped with a digital copy. Offer.
Copy offer.
Fear Itself hardcovers.
And Fantastic Four 570.
Pass. Fear Itself, pass.
Well, you gotta wear that Fear Itself Deadpool, like 72 copies of that. I mean,
yeah, $25.
$25 for the Ultimate Spider-Man. Ugh.
There's at least 7 issues in the Deadpool.
Wait, where's the Ultimate Spider-Man? I didn't see that.
We passed it. It was back. A couple was a trade on the side. Ultimate Spider-Man, Volume 12.
Oh, that. No. Okay.
Where did it go?
I wish they would have put that out in like a slimmer version of the Ultimate Spider-Man as like a gateway like Image does.
Mm-hmm.
Like a $10.
And not calling it Volume 12. That doesn't help.
Ugh.
Yeah. Herc Fear Itself? No. Hardcover? Pass. Hulk Fear Itself? Pass.
We know when you get to
quiz. Now we got the Miles Morales.
Miles?
First 5 issues, $25. Man.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that's... No, pass.
So I'm saying that
it's not even oversized or anything. It's just a standard.
Issues.
It's hardcover. I would have put out
it's
the thin
Fallout 4
one,
and
you know,
5
the same and used that as a gateway.
But is Ultimate Call-Out 4 going to make sense if you're reading issue 4 out of a 6-issue series?
Yeah, four
only
nice
if they
standard
reprint, like, the few pages that were dedicated
yeah
to it.
Yeah, it's probably
okay
not the whole... because it's
okay, but then again, it's still only 5 issues plus a couple pages for $25. That's
ridiculous.
Pretty bad.
That's a lot.
What do you
Ultimate
want?
Ultimates. Woo! Need a blade.
Have you ever seen a blank cover variant?
Yes. Or- yeah, they did that with Venom, the Venom hardcover. I didn't order it, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
If you like the artist who did that, that'd be pretty cool, because then you could like find him and get him to do a sketch of a hardcover for you.
Yeah, my friend got a Spider-Man collect like hardcover masterpiece, and it was signed by, he got it signed by Romita and Lee, and I was like, man, I'd rather have a book, but he liked the hardcover.
There you go.
Yeah, a lot of hardcovers, like X-Force hardcover, X-Factor hardcover. Well, they always do them in hardcovers. Deken.
That hardcover story's just getting long. That whole Heat and Pride and blah, blah, blah.
Captain America, Prisoner of War.
Where's that at? That was that first
oh,
one.
That's
Captain was, Bucky, right?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Captain Bucky. Okay. And why is it sitting? Okay.
I don't remember Diodato doing anything in that.
Digest. John Carter, hey, get that out in time for the movie. Necrosha. Okay, Necrosha trade paperback.
I have the Necrosha trade, but the one I have is like $30, and it includes both X-Men Legacy as well as New Mutants. It looks like they split it in two.
Yeah,
for $36.
Yeah, if you add it up.
Okay.
Dude, you got to over-order Prelude to Schism.
Yeah.
Like 27 copies of that.
Sure, and material from X-Men First Class Spotlight. Ooh, that makes it all worth the more. Never have I read a book
when the characters just stand around.
Yeah, never have I read a book where you could tell that the writer was told it's a prelude to something, but they didn't tell him what that something was.
I like the book. It just
no
had
indication.
No place to fit in.
No,
the
no. Yeah,
like,
I remember just reading it, going, "Okay, there's
something's
the
history." Something's gonna happen.
It kind of felt more like a prelude
yeah
to Fear itself.
Oh my gosh, it's coming! Yeah, it sure is. It's
like
coming. Yeah,
it felt
what
like
funny is that it doesn't actually make sense because.
No.
What is he actually deciding? Because he didn't decide anything.
No.
He didn't split anybody up.
Yeah, that was
well, what's
actually
it?
Jeremy's point is really
I think
good
it's a prelude to Fear itself, like the Juggernaut's
yeah,
charge.
Like how do we
on
fight the Juggernaut when he was coming in Fear itself? That's more of
that's
it
not how they build it. It's
no,
it's
no,
not
it's
how
not
they
how
build
they build it, but that's how
that would
it
have been
read
prelude to Juggernaut.
But that's
prelude,
but that's
yeah
how it reads.
Yeah. Deathlock Nation can't get here quick enough.
It's the next.
Yeah,
volume.
the X-Force. We need that, please.
The FF one's the one I think you'll sell real well too.
Really?
Yeah, the first 5 issues were good.
Yeah, that was before the Black Bolt thing when I stopped reading.
Yeah, that lasted a couple issues more than it should have, but he steered the ship right.
I'm glad they're finally coming out with this Carnage trade. That's been forever.
Well, yeah, you got to come out with the first issue of the book, probably.
Well,
no, this is the first series.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's coming out with the
yeah
probably. It'll probably
ship no, it's
the
shipping
time
with its number 3.
That's what it's solicited. They put them out.
It's going to come out early. Sorry, Wolverine and Captain America. Don't remember that.
Movie stars. Well, but it's written by Tom DeFalco. It has to be good.
It says Wolverine 124. What the heck was that? 1988?
Wolverine
yeah
series started
in I like when those guys are together and they turn into wolves.
Yes, Cap Wolf. Awesome.
Cap Wolf.
Thunderbolts Classic Volume 2.
Yeah.
Be nice to know what was in it.
Daredevil Reborn. Yeah. Well, no, Thunderbolts Classic 2 contains Astonishing Thor 1 through 5. Come on. Duh!
What?
Is that even wrong on the internet?
It's wrong on the internet, too.
Okay.
Wow, they printed it that way.
That's terrible.
It's the same one as the page before it
yeah
in the same slot.
Yeah. Marvel Zombie Supreme. Yay. Please.
Quasar
enough
Classic. Oh,
no, you're
yeah
missing the good one, man.
Strike Force Mortuary.
Yes. I've always wanted to read that.
Yeah.
There's your change.
I don't know. This is, what, 12 issues for $35?
It's actually over not a bad deal for the way they've been pricing trades recently.
Yeah, but for old reprint stuff. I don't know. Okay.
Aren't all trades reprints by definition?
I think that would
be. Yeah, but I mean, this is just something that's been sitting around.
I think Volume 1 and Volume 2 would be the whole series. There might be okay. one more volume.
I thought you liked that, Joe.
Hey, look, we've got a poster, not final art. Let me know how many you want. A dead poster. Okay, well, you know what? I think that's going to wrap it up for tonight. Fun run through the Marvel previews. So what we'll do...
Oh, wait, Joe has something he wants to talk about. He's checking the time.
No,
it's 9 o'clock, so...
Yeah. 129, good length. Good length, guys.
Somebody has to relieve Nana.
So. Who gets to do
so
it
so next
tonight?
Week, okay, everybody, if you're listening and you want to come down, please come down next week. We're going to try to do a year-end event. Best ofs. And
next week.
I thought you said we wouldn't have events. Oh, wait, I'm there.
No, stop. But I thought everybody, you know, start thinking about what, you know, your favorite book from the last series, favorite writer, artist. I don't want to do a worst of. I was thinking instead of a worst of, how about most disappointing? Because worst is very subjective and everything, but, you know, what book, what something, whatever. I don't necessarily
have
events.
At least you had to at one point and then...
Yeah, that lost you, that you were disappointed in.
Would it be okay if we think back and choose our favorite podcast episode as well?
Sure.
Wow.
Probably the two I wasn't.
Yeah,
at.
We just got meta, right?
Yeah,
let's look through them. Let's listen to them all.
Yeah, I'll spend the week re-listening to all of them.
Do you want to come up on Facebook with the topics?
Yeah, we'll do something. I mean, we don't have to hit them all next week. We can spread it out through the rest of the month.
Let's not do best of next week. It's too early. We need time to think. We need to
Okay, and then in 2 weeks.
Note
maybe
cards,
next week.
PowerPoint presentations.
Fair enough.
You're going to come unprepared. You're going to come
No matter
yourself.
When we do it.
hopefully there'll be some news this week that we can talk about.
Maybe it will come.
It might come.
That's what she said.
It's been canceled.
It's been So, and maybe we'll try to hit some of the back of the previews. So.
Post podcast beers, sharp edge.
Okay. Well. You're going to be done drinking
there,
by
audience.
The time we this gets uploaded.
We're going out with Justin. You never know.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
It was all a dream. I used to read Wizard magazine. I was raised in a small southern community. People used to look at me different because I looked different. But the song ain't about race, it's about lines in the sand that we draw to keep on producing any hatred. And internet culture only took away the faces for when we had to say shit. Negativity and cynicism took the world over. I rolled my bike and grabbed my backpack and hold it over my shoulder. And went down to the comic book store with a copy of Me Against the World pumping. I spent my $10 and learned to love the elements that made me feel so relevant. An itch, a place to feel something. And I grew up thinking one side was better. And I ignored tradition, thinking half the story could shepherd me through the gateways of seeing a world that lay beyond the racks that spun at the front next to the register. And all I hear is Marvel versus DC. And all I see is a sea of people like me. And all I feel is the hate in their voices, ignoring the choices life has given you and me. And all I hear is Marvel this and DC that. And all I see is a sea of people at my back. If you're down to stop with all the naysaying, then Adam Warlock is here to keep the tape playing. I made fun of the big guns, the breasts, the muscle bearing chests, absurd jackets and outfits. Each saga and death, the funerals and the time spent with secrets comic creators kept. I was a zombie walking around in a daze. I was a fan with crises on the way. And I still remember back when mom and dad were fine. I'd read a comic and sketch to pass the day. I'm feeling better now, life is slower now. And I see that I can love it for what these pages say. And sure, at times I'm frustrated, but great writing is dope. And sick ass art can be the saving grace. And that's whether it's Green Lantern or X-Men, Ghost Rider or Next Wave. The arranging I look through. So that's why when I rap, I try to talk about the things that bring us together the way that comic books do. And all I hear is Marvel versus DC. And all I see is a sea of people like me. And all I feel is the hate in their voices, ignoring the choices life has given you and me. And all I hear is Marvel this and DC that. And all I see is a sea of people at my back. If you're trying to stop with all the naysaying, then Adam Warlock is here to keep the tape playing.
That was a good drum break, come on.
There ain't a thing that I can do about this black hole. We're all swimming in a dead pool of lost souls. Got more to chew on, sorta like a mind bender. A brainiac on the mic, that's why I stopped going back to the store. Cause the fans were like the walking dead. Just banshees screaming off all their talking heads. It's like they saw Spider-Man led like Batroc. Corporations raised the prices, shutting out the have-nots. And you can call them the Illuminati New World Order. Made of Frankencastle like I told you. So strange. Call a doctor.
fuck, dude, now they gotcha. Weak as Tony Stark when he's chilling out sober. I ain't no Casanova, I can't convince you. Mr. Sinister in your mind, I can't get into. But if you wanna be a Superman, show me. Stop with all the pointless battles like Don Quixote.